Though being a working mom is extremely hard and often guilt-inducing, this gem of a study will bring you some good news and just in time for Mother's Day, especially if you have a daughter. According to the study, which looked at family and career data on more than 100,000 men and women and was published in the journal Work, Employment, and Society, adult daughters who grew up with working moms are more likely to be employed, and if they are employed, they have bigger roles, work longer hours, and make more money than their peers who had a stay-at-home mom. So in other words, if you want your children to grow up to be Martha Stewart, get your butt out of the house, go get a job, and ignore your children. But they'll make more money. They'll make more money. Congratulations, sweetheart, Meredith Lepore, who wrote this story. You have now slutted yourself out, and you're asking an entire generation of women to slut themselves out to the heresy of Americanism and to being and becoming their own little corporate behemoth. Where do you hear this? That was just the opening shot. Under the subheading, typical gender roles are challenged. You see, it all goes back to being a tranny mammy now. And pimping out your children so that you can become popular to change their genders. The author of the study, Kathleen McGinn, found that just simply having a mother who is not home but out participating in the labor force changes the perception of typical gender roles for children starting at a young age. Now, please note, you and I are going to look at this story, and we're going to think this is a tragedy. The woman who's writing this story thinks that this is star-spangled awesome victory. She's making a victory lap here. She wrote, quote, beyond shaping their sons' and daughters' gender attitudes, mothers provide behavioral models of skills their children can emulate. Parents engaged in activities not traditionally associated with their genders. You see, the attack on the tradition, the attack on marriage and the family is now seen as a triumph. As I said in my talk Saturday, civilization in six words. As I told that wonderful, beautiful little crowd, by the way, at St. Leo the Fourth in Roberts Cove, Louisiana, make no mistake about it, the demons are ascended. They've come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer. And now they're cavorting about in public. They're in public now. They have no shame. And they don't even try to disguise what it is they're doing now. They boast and they brag about it. Parents engaged in activities not traditionally associated with their genders, such as employed mothers or stay-at-home fathers, demonstrate opportunities for enacting non-traditional gender roles. So in other words, there is no need for tradition. There's no need for mothers as mothers. There's no need for fathers as fathers. Everything is interchangeable now in the modern world, according to these psychopaths. Poor miscarriage, poor unfortunate souls. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Social learning theory suggests that exposure to parents' behaviors builds capacities children draw upon later in life. And this exposure wields more influence than examples provided by friends, teachers, and other relevant adults. Now, this is just amazing to me.